3 long years of extreme drought have changed life for 104,000 people living in Wichita Falls.
No outside irrigation whatsoever with potable water. Car washes are closed, for instance, for one day a week. If you drain your pool to do maintenance, you're not allowed to fill it.
That's Mayor Glenn Barham. He says citizens are pitching in and have cut their city's water use by more than a third. But water supplies are still expected to run out in 2 years, which is why the city has built a 13-mile pipeline that connects its wastewater plant directly to the plant where water is purified for drinking. That's right. What residents flush down the toilet will be part of what's cleaned up and sent back to them through the tap.
I think it's gross. I mean, it's recycled wastewater that we could possibly be drinking.
Marissa Oliveras isn't the only Wichita Falls resident who says she's switching to bottled water.
And to drink?
Water.
Tap or bottled?
Bottled.
At Gidget Snack Shack downtown, Kira Smith orders tap water today instead of paying $1.89 for bottled. But she plans to spend the extra money when the recycled wastewater begins to flow.
The thought of it definitely grosses me out. I'm sure that they would, you know, clean it and filter it up to standards, but I think just the idea would be sort of a mindset kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, there's a lot of folks that say they will not drink that water under any circumstances, and they're willing to spend the extra dollars not to drink that water by buying bottled water. But the water will be safe. It will be clean.
Mayor Barham says the city has undertaken a massive education campaign to explain the science behind this process. Water experts know it as direct potable reuse, something that's been tried on a much smaller scale in Big Spring, Texas. But some people unceremoniously call it toilet to tap. Utilities operation manager Daniel Nick says that's not really what it is.
The vast majority of water that enters a wastewater plant did not come from a toilet. They come from sinks and bathtubs and washing machines and dishwashers.
Currently, wastewater here is treated and then emptied into the nearby Big Wichita River, where a natural cleansing process takes place. That water is then carried downstream to Lake Texoma, a big reservoir where other cities treat it some more before drinking it. Nick says his city will recreate that natural cleansing process inside the plant.
This water today is coming from Lake Arrowhead and Lake Kickapoo.
At the treatment plant, Nick shows off the equipment that will soon take the city's dwindling supply of lake water and blend it with treated wastewater. It will be a 50-50 mix that gets extra chlorination, advanced filtering, and reverse osmosis. Nick says the extra steps will eliminate unwanted minerals and pathogens like cryptosporidium and giardia.
We just don't have time to put the water out into a body of water, a wetland or a lake, and allow nature to take its course. Inside the plant, we speed those processes up. So rather than wait several weeks for ultraviolet radiation from the sun to disinfect or kill bacteria, we do it in the plant using chlorine. And it takes a matter of minutes to do it rather than weeks.
Water refill?
It's right here.
At Gidget Snack Shack, Stephen Johnson has listened to the city's explanation, and he's fine with what they're about to do.
Hey, if it's a safe process and it's safe to drink if it's potable, I don't see any issue with it.
The restaurant's owner, Julie Spence, says she trusts the city to get it right.
Well, it's either that or pack up and move. And, you know, this is where I was born and raised, and I'm not ready to close my business and pack up and move.
Mayor Barham has reserved the right to take the first sip when the recycled wastewater begins to flow. And he thinks most of his neighbors in Wichita Falls will also raise a glass and drink. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.